Breakthrough.
Of America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney at the helm, melting away. It is 98 degrees where I am. Woo, that is hot. That is hot. For all you third shifters who are in rather cool temperatures, let me tell you, you can bake. You can bake in the state of Texas. We're going to talk about the weather, because a lot of people are experiencing strange weather. But you heard our Olympic theme. The key thing here is Michael Phelps' 19th lifetime Olympic medal. And the U.S. women's gymnastics team, unlike the men who fell and jumped out on the floor exercise and whatnot and ended up fifth, they got the gold in a rout. So how about that? So some legacy going on with Michael Phelps and gold for the female gymnast dubbed the Fab Five. Great night at the Olympics for the U.S. These are medals that we want to see. This is stuff where probably the overnight ratings will be huge for NBC. It was the best of the best, without a doubt. Gabby Douglas led the team. She was just tremendous with the overall score. They were over 183. Russia finished at 178 point, bump, 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 because there's always a point to it, right, for both the U.S. and for Russia. So it was a rout. And how nice is that? A good way to cap off what was going on gymnastically, because it was marred by the men for sure. Phelps, now, like I said, 19, most decorated Olympian ever, and a record setter, too, anchoring the U.S. men's 4x200-meter freestyle team. The crowd at the Aquatic Center on its feet as Phelps churned home in the pool, well ahead of France's Yannick Anhel, who has just been amazing. And he knocked him out, though. With that gold, he now becomes Mr. Most Decorated. And he has 15 golds to break it down for you, 2 silver and 2 bronze medals. So a terrific day. All right, we jump from the Olympics, and we're going to give you more juice on that kind of stuff, too. 2 polls of a different sort when it comes to politics. How about this? This is a big deal. Romney jumps to a 20-point advantage among white men. White men love Mitt Romney, or they hate Barack Obama. They don't want the current president to stay. It could be also an indication of that. The Rasmussen Report, which they do the daily tracking just like Gallup, they're the ones that came up with the results that showed overwhelmingly the numbers are climbing in a direction. Obama has 91% of black voters, 57% of other minority voters, while Romney attracts 47% of the vote, 47%, a third. Breaking it down a little bit further, just for an interesting couple of minutes here, a third of Americans favor a ban on all television political advertising. How about that? A third of Americans. And why is that? Because negative ads sell. So some Americans don't want to see the negative ads. I think that's a pretty big number. That's interesting. 43% believe American elections are fair to voters. And that's a good question. Are the elections fair? And see, I would be one of the people that would say, no, I don't think the elections are fair. We need to get away from the electoral system. Let's get more of the popular vote in here. I understand why the Electoral College started, but I think now we should swing in a different direction, and I'd like to see the popular vote really be the thing that determines who ends up getting 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, gets to reside there and call themselves the leader of the free world. Not shockingly, there are some other things that came down in this poll that included most voters have not yet felt any personal impact from the health care law. Overall, 15% have been helped by the law. 25%, though, have been hurt. And as they have consistently, for most of the years, most Americans believe cost control should be the top priority for health care reform. Why? Because we don't want to pay for health insurance. We don't want to pay for health insurance because we're getting gouged in every other direction. And health care has changed. We've just had a couple of different guests on who have talked about it from a doctor's point of view, what's going on in the health care field. I think it's pretty scary in the next 2 years what could be rolled out now that the Supreme Court upholds affordable health care and the mandate sticks. I want to see how, number one, it's enforced, but I want to see how many companies dump out of the insurance business. I think eventually we end up single payer. That's it. It is. It's going to be like socialized medicine. And we've had so many Canadians over the years, like our old pal Sam in Montreal and Alan Canada, who used to call and say it's terrible, their system. Unless you just have bumps and bruises and you have a break and so you can wait for that. Otherwise, you are waiting for a very, very long time for the most part. And boy, so I hope we don't head in that direction. Ooh, I hope not. It was an election day for some, and interesting things happened, like in Texas. It's not just about the heat. It's about the Tea Party, because there was a big Republican runoff, and the Tea Party candidate beat a very popular politician in Houston. So the drift toward the Tea Party brand is growing in the South and the Southwest. Lawyer Ted Cruz, an easy win over David Dewhurst in the Republican primary runoff for the Senate seat that's being vacated by Kay Bailey Hutchinson. I think this is, I guess to some it's not a surprise, but in some ways it is because of the candidate being well known. It shows more of that power of the Tea Party values and the Tea Party getting their name out there and getting some juice behind people, because you can add this name to the pile of those who have been elected thanks to the upstarts. Remember the midterm elections last November, how huge of a swing that was. I think you're going to see a lot of this to come in November, because you got House seats wide open and a chunk of the Senate seats, too, that are also available that I think may surprise people and swing in a much different direction. It just shows you how key the message is and the constant beating of the drum out there, where people are sick of the same old, same old. That's why eventually we end up with that third party, without a doubt. It might not be next time around, at least in the presidential race, but I bet you the time after that, we're looking at some kind of a viable, not just a name that's thrown out there. I think a viable third party overall. Coming up, we're going to talk to our man in Hollywood, Stephen Shohat, next on America Tonight.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 31st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.2410. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.6474, $8.3237 for a half ounce, or $4.1619 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.6474, $8.3237, and $4.1619.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Jeff, movie stars or musicians become even bigger, larger than life. Think of the figures you see when you go to California, when you're in New York, when you're in Las Vegas, Marilyn Monroe, James Dean, Michael Jackson, Elvis Presley. So Marilyn Monroe, August 5th, is actually the 50th anniversary of Monroe's death. Wow. I can't believe it's been 50 years, and people still talk about the movie Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. Enter in from our green room, Stephen Shohat, the author of Hollywood Stories, short entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movies. I think pound for pound, the best storyteller around in and out of Hollywood. Hey, Stephen.
Hey, Kate. Thank you for the nice introduction.
So, Marilyn Monroe, you heard what I was saying there. Even if, you know, some kid is in his early 20s, he knows who Marilyn Monroe is because, you know, her face is still plastered all about.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, like a MySpace, a lot of girls quote saying, use famous quotes that they had home pages and yeah, I mean, she's such a big influence. I mean, I was talking to a girl the other day and she was saying, oh yes, I love her so much. You know, it's just a mystique. And like you said, it probably helped the mystique, although it's certainly not a good thing that she died so young.
Yeah. And you know what? There's still, I mean, what is ultimately the decision on her death? You know, for conspiracy theory people, they think Kennedys, they think the mob, But it was an overdose officially, correct?
Yeah, and ruled a probable suicide. But I think the ultimate thing about her death is people want to keep debating it.
Yeah, that's true, isn't it?
That's the whole thing. It's never going to totally go away. I think just like Natalie Wood's death will never go away. Veronica Hamill, the actress, ended up buying that house and found a lot of surveillance equipment in there years later, and had to pay quite a bit of money to have it all removed, the house in Brentwood where Marilyn Monroe ended up dying. And certainly she had some involvement with the Kennedys, and it's pretty much debated quite a bit whether she was had a relationship with Bobby Kennedy, or whether Bobby Kennedy was just sympathetic to her after the affair with John Kennedy didn't work out. I mean, people on both sides have different things to say about their belief on that. So there's certainly always going to be some questions there that never go away. And obviously when she's saying happy birthday to the Kennedys, I mean, at that time she was in the middle of the production, or I should say happy birthday to John Kennedy. At that time she was in the middle of making her movie that never got completed, Something's Got to Give, and she was already late all the time to the set, and she chose to leave the movie set and go to New York and sing happy birthday, and it infuriated executives at 20th Century Fox that they did that, even though the Kennedys, for whatever reason, really wanted her there. And that night, they were trying to make a big joke, because by that time everybody knew that Marilyn Monroe had a chronic lateness problem. I think it's well known today, and it was well known back then. So they, before she came out on stage, they kept showing the spotlight and said, and now here she is, Marilyn Monroe, and there'd be the spotlight and there'd be nobody there. I don't know how amusing that was to the audience, but they kept having that same joke go on for quite a while before she appeared.
Mm. She had a tough time in Hollywood, didn't she?
Well, she certainly had more success than a lot of people who never get the opportunity. Mm-hmm. But I think the toughest thing was dealing with the insecurity and things that happened with family and giving the impression that she was an orphan when actually her mother was still alive and put her in the foster home. And then when that was found out, she was called a liar by a magazine editor who had done an interview with her. The nude calendar, did that help her or hurt her? I mean, you can make an argument either way. I mean, at the time it was a huge scandal, and then she was quite honest about it. And of course there's the famous story where she was asked, when you took those pictures, what did you have on? And she said, the radio. after that, I mean, she started, her career started to blow up with Gentlemen Prefer Blondes and of course the 7-Year Itch, where her dress was shoved up in the air when she was standing over the air vents, and at that time 20th Century Fox made a mammoth 50-foot poster of her, or 50-foot billboard that was in New York, and I mean she became a major, major star, and it was something that she didn't want to give up, much to the chagrin of her second husband, Joe DiMaggio, who wanted her to quit her career and be retired like he was. So, I mean, she did have a tough time, but she also got opportunities and did quite well in some of her movies.
Yeah, what do you think, you mentioned a lot of the popular movies that she did. What do you think is the number one movie people would list as her best?
I think Some Like It Hot, although Bus Stop I mean, I don't know if as many people have seen that, but that was probably her greatest critically reviewed movie. But I think for most people, it's Some Like It Hot. And you know, that was in 1959. And at that time, she was living with Arthur Miller, her third husband. And she was hoping that he would write a script for her that she could really sink her teeth into. And her company, Marilyn Monroe Productions, was having some problems. And then she got the script for Some Like It Hot, and she was absolutely furious. And she said, "Arthur, you're not going to believe this one. And this one I can't see through Jack Lemmon and Tony Curtis in drag. So, oh, my goodness, I've been dumb on screen before, but I've never been that dumb." Because she really had been trying to change her image and resented the characters that she played as far as being stupid, because she certainly wasn't stupid in real life. And he told her, "Well, we need the money." So she went to her acting coach, Lee Strasberg, and said, "Lee, how am I going to make the audience believe I'm so stupid that I can't see past these two hairy guys, that they're not really women?" And he said, "Well, Marilyn, you've never had that many female friends, have you?" She said, "Oh, that's true. I always got along better with men than with women." "Well, then you're so desperate to make friends with other females that you look past it. You just sincerely want to be friends with them. That's how you play it." And so that's the advice she took when she played that role. And even though, I mean, she was, according to everybody's account, a nightmare to work with and kept, you know, messing up her lines. And Jack Lemmon and Tony Curtis were suffering in agony in those high-heeled shoes. I mean, if you watch that movie, she's just absolute magic.
Yeah, I agree with you, too. I like Marilyn Monroe. I like a lot of the movies that you mentioned. Bus Stop, I agree with you. I think people should rent Bus Stop if they can get a hold of it on one of the classic channels or whatever, because I think it's terrific. I think you're terrific, too, Stephen Shohead. Thanks for hanging late with us here on America Tonight. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
You've got it.
All right. He is the man. He's the tour guide. You need to go and say hi to Stephen if you go to Los Angeles, because I'll tell you what, it is the belly of the beast, L.A., when it comes to all things Hollywood. The Grauman's Chinese Theater and the handprints, of course, Marilyn Monroe, also somebody who put her handprints there in front of the, or at the theater. You know, that's the whole big ceremony you see when somebody gets chosen to do that. And we have all seen the photos of her. Like I said, it doesn't matter if you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond, but 50 years Marilyn Monroe has been dead. Wow. Hard to believe. Time flies. Time flies when it comes to the elections. I mentioned Ted Cruz being one of the big stories that people are talking about because he ended up, as a Tea Party candidate, he ended up knocking off a favorite for the race for Senate on the Republican side. Lots of supporters for him. And it shows that there's still a lot of juice, lots and lots of juice when it comes to the Tea Party. Coming up on the flip side, we've got odds and ends. Hang with us.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real.
All right, back from Jersey. Kate Delaney here on America Tonight. Odds and ends, we got a ton of them, just coming off that conversation about Marilyn Monroe. It's interesting, the idea that she didn't commit suicide. She did commit suicide as part of Hollywood lore. I think she was murdered. I think that there's more to that story, but good luck trying to prove it. One thing we can prove in the USA is we still got it when it comes to the Olympics. For all of you who participated in our medal count contest, just to keep tabs on this whole thing, and for everybody else who wants to know how many medals do we have, tied with China, 23 apiece. 23 apiece. China has 13 golds. We have 9. I think it was brilliant what happened with the gymnasts, because for the first time since 1996, we went from the Magnificent 7 to the Fab 5. But how cool is that, that the women just blew away everybody? And people were screaming, USA, USA, around the arena. And this is a good, feel-good story, without a doubt. If you know, you know, that's the thing about gymnastics, the crazy, nutty things that these young girls have to do, and the competition that is fierce. I mean, nasty, fierce, nasty. They're so young, and this is huge. So here we are. The Americans did it big time, and they never, ever looked back. Like Gabby Douglas, her vault was tremendous. And there were other things that that happened that pushed the Americans way over the top, way over the top. So congratulations to all those girls and congratulations to all the athletes representing the U.S. We seg from the Olympics and medal counts and all that that entails to this story about the GSA. It's almost a layup to beat up on this particular entity of the government, but how does this go under the radar? I just have to say it again. So this GSA scandal now is expanding. Remember the whole thing about the Vegas conference and the head of the GSA decides to resign and somebody else, another underling, decides to go away and another one gets caught in the spider web for spending all the money and bringing a wife and having the government pay for it. So now we get documents unearthed that show dozens of questionable conferences, millions in bonuses. Millions in bonuses. And we're worried about this deficit, and we have the president on these commercials telling us that we need to have the wealthy pay for the deficit so we can get back on track. How about we need to have the government not spend money on parties, and maybe we wouldn't be in such a rabbit hole lacking cash. So Jeff Neely, the government official that was photographed hamming it up, living it up, the high life in that hot tub at the Vegas conference, he wasn't the only one. Now they're seeing all these other conferences, the documents that were obtained by Fox, because Fox actually pursued this line, I'm sure a lot of other people did through Freedom of Information, showed that the GSA dumped money into all kinds of conferences, and there was no record of spending. They did all kinds of things. They doled out big-time bonuses to their party guest employees, so you'd go to these parties, and then who knew it was underneath your toga? Or underneath your seat. According to the records, 3,700 employees got bonuses averaging a grand apiece at a conference. The cost to you and me, $3.6 million. $3.6 million. It was commonplace what they did here. They had one that they, the 2010 in Crystal City, Virginia, that's one of them, they had the employees that spent hours drumming in what was called a team building exercise. Team building. Spent thousands of dollars to get people drumsticks because it was team building. Are you kidding me? That they might as well just totally shut down this arm of the government and start again. First the Vegas fiasco, now dozens of other things. They had those annual award ceremonies that went back to 2010. And that's where they ended up with the spending money on crazy events, and they ended up spending money on massive bonuses and all that kind of stuff. And you look at the GSA and what they're tasked with doing. It's what they have wasted in money is unbelievable. And what's interesting is the GSA's job is to manage properties, government properties, and when possible, sell them. So guess what has also been uncovered? There are like 14,000 vacant or underused properties that the GSA oversees. They're just sitting there. So the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee is going to hold a field hearing next week at a vacant federal courthouse in Miami. Oh, man. How come we didn't know about these jobs? Hey, you want to come work for us? We'll promise you six figures plus, and you're going to have a great time when you go attend some of our conferences. You'll get to drum, and if you're the best drummer, we'll give you $1,000, and who knows what other things they got along the way. I guarantee we'll eventually find all of this out. All right, I said it was odds and ends, so I don't want to just stick on the one story. Shocking, huh? Let's move on to something else. The Chick-fil-A controversy isn't going away anytime soon. Here's the deal. The owner of Chick-fil-A comes out against gay marriage, which we live in a free country, free speech and all that. And it's not just about chickens for this guy. He's a serious Christian. The Chick-fil-A stores aren't open on Sunday for a reason. I mean, he does really practice what he preaches. He does. You got to give the guy that. So now you got the Chicago mayor, Rahm Emanuel, who has been criticizing Chick-fil-A for now the last couple of weeks. And what's happening is even Cardinal Francis George is criticizing what Rahm Emanuel is saying, asking that Catholics in Chicago, if they didn't agree, if they don't agree with Emanuel, that they need to speak up and sound off as to what Emanuel is saying, because what he's saying is that Chick-fil-A's values are not Chicago's values. Do not disrespect us is what some of the clergy are saying in Chicago, like Reverend Charles Lyons of the Armitage Baptist Church there. We, too, are Chicago. So, wow, this has turned into a real war. It's not just the war on burgers anymore. It's the war on religious beliefs that extend to gay relationships, because that was what started this whole thing. And this is pretty big, because you've got Boston, San Francisco, New York, Chicago blasting the president, Don Cathy, of Chick-fil-A. And the controversy, that's, you know, this controversy started in like Chicago, because you have an alderman there who said he would block the restaurant from opening in a location in his ward because of what Cathy said. And I wonder if Chick-fil-A is going to be done, because there's people that are going to say, we're not embracing Chick-fil-A. I think that it won't be, because there's plenty of people that will, in plenty of towns that will embrace it anyway. They got 1,600 restaurants. And, of course, you have independent owner operators who can do what they choose to do. You've got politicians, preachers, and all kinds of people spewing their opinions on same-sex marriage in both directions. The country is pretty much split on it, on gay marriage. And here with Chick-fil-A, you have him saying that, no for him. So, and I think this guy, no matter what you think of what he said, I think this guy, Cathy, is somebody who really embraces the Christian way. I mean, he's talking the talk, but walking it. I mentioned the fact that they're, closed on Sunday and whatnot, but there's massive calls for boycotts and for cities not opening new Chick-fil-A restaurants. And you wonder, will this cost the chicken? Will it cost him in the end, or will he still find those places? I think they'll still find places. He's been called this week a bigot, a homophobe, an idiot, a moron, all kinds of names. And there are a lot of lawmakers who do not want to see Chick-fil-A stay. They want to boot it out of their cities. Philadelphia City Councilman Jim Kenney introduced a resolution condemning Chick-fil-A and talking about Cathy being a rabidly homophobic man who wants to deny American civil rights that are enjoyed by every other Americans. And on both sides of this, we're seeing all kinds of things. So major outrage. Chick-fil-A, by the way, employs thousands and thousands of people. Unemployment is, what did we say, 8.2%? So if the chicken goes away, there's some people who are gonna eat it. They're gonna lose jobs in the end. I think he stands. I think he weathers the controversy. What do you think? 855-266-GATE, 855-266-5283. There's a man-eater on the loose. Where? I'm going to tell you on the B-side. ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods is over today. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sell ends today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Shark attack. And where was the shark sighted? That would be Cape Cod. You just heard that little snippet of the 911 call there. Take a listen to what the witnesses had to say about what was going on when the shark attacked.
They dragged him out, and they had to carry him up here, and they had to wrap it around his legs, and he was bleeding through the gauze. It was bad. Both of his legs looked really bad.
It's pretty deep. You could see muscle and bone. It was like it was his flesh was ripped.
With kids and boys that are pretty brave and like to go far out deep in the water, it's a little alarming, especially with the seals coming so close.
The extent of the injuries as characterized to us, you know, by the eyewitnesses on the scene, and also the species that occur in the area, the presence of seals in the area, all this add up to the white shark being the most likely candidate.
Wow. I mean, scary. A man had to go to the hospital after he was bitten by this shark. There have been a lot of shark sightings. The man is supposedly Christopher Myers. and he was transferred to a hospital in Boston, the condition unknown. Witnesses, as you just heard there, talked about what they thought they saw. He was body surfing with a companion in the waves off Boston Beach in one of the towns there. That's scary, because I just did a whole lot of body surfing at the Jersey Shore. Of course, there weren't any shark sightings. One hammerhead, small one. But we're talking big shark. And what happened, it was had a very large dorsal fin, went up, came down, and marine experts are trying to determine whether the injuries for sure were caused by a shark. You heard the 911 call. He was pulled underwater, resurfaced, then made his way to shore. His leg bleeding below the knee, pretty deep. You could see muscle and a bone. That says shark to me. Nothing says shark like seeing muscle and a bone, like flesh has been ripped off. Are you kidding me? What do they need, a map? And plus, they've had these sightings in Cape Cod. The dorsal fin trailing behind a kayak, remember that? Who got away? And that was 15 miles from Boston Beach, so it makes you think, duh, there's a shark out there. It does remind you of the movie Jaws. Remember, they didn't want to clear the beaches, and the beaches were open for business, and it was about losing tourists and all that other stuff. There's a cool place called the International Shark Attack File at the University of Florida. It's actually a little room with a filing cabinet. You always see a couple of those dudes on Shark Week on the Discovery Channel. And they say there were 75 unprovoked shark attacks on humans in 2011. Guess what? 26 of them happened in North America. Here's what one marine biologist had to say.
The extent of the injuries as characterized to us, you know, by the eyewitnesses on the scene, and also the species that occur in the area, the presence of seals in the area, all this add up to the white shark being the most likely candidate.
Yep. So is it enter at your own risk in these waters off of Cape Cod? Is it one shark that's hanging around? It is pretty scary. I mean, they're powerful predators. And there may, I don't know, are there dozens of them in near approaches with humans and white sharks? I mean, how often is it that someone barely gets away? Who wants to be near a white shark, a great white shark? Nobody wants to be near them.
Were you listening to that 911 call closely?
Yes.
Okay.
You want to play it again?
And I want to play it again because it sounds like the woman who is calling is talking to the guy who was attacked. And listen, she is astoundingly calm. So listen to this again.
Okay.
It's all right. You're going to be fine. It's going to be okay. Shark attack.
Shark attack. Yeah, shark attack.
Well, she said, you're all right. You're going to be fine. And then, you know, it goes, yeah, shark attack. But the way the other witnesses described it, where they're pulling him out of the water and his leg is dangling, there's, you know, cuts going, or bite marks going down so you can see the bone. I mean, that's keeping it together in crisis.
Oh, I'd be a wreck. Wouldn't you just pass out if that happened? You survive a shark attack. You're bleeding out, basically. It's like the surfers in Florida at Cocoa Beach. I've talked about this before, and I've been to Cocoa Beach, and I've seen the shots on Shark Week where people are swimming, and not too far behind them, you see schools of sharks swimming around, and you can see that from the air. But there's such good surfing there, the surfers will get often nipped on their heels by sharks, and they go back out again. How do you do that? I mean, it must be just a completely different culture. Anything near getting a shark attack or someone sees a shark fin by me, I don't know if I ever get in the water again. Maybe I'm a big sissy. I don't know. And why are the sharks coming closer? What's happening here that all of a sudden they're surfacing? Have they missed the boat where they're normally migrating someplace else? Because the water is warmer of late in Cape Cod than it had been in the past. You know, sharks are interested in food. So from everything that I've read and all of the shark stuff I've absorbed from the Discovery Channel, I think they're not interested in humans, but they look at seals. And when you appear to be a seal on a board or you're paddling around, you are prey. So if you're out there kicking, really any human form, and body surfing would count for that, that's what they're seeing. But what's scary is how close in some of them are going. So be careful if you're out there in Cape Cod listening to us and you take your vacations there. They're obviously that it was crazy. Like Matt said, the 911 call did seem pretty calm. I just don't think that I would have that poise, especially if I had just seen that. I might have called 911, but my voice might have been a little more, shall we say, anxious. A lot of people weighing in on the whole Chick-fil-A debate, and ultimately, does the chicken go down? If his beliefs, Kathy's beliefs, ultimately cost him a lot of franchises, I can tell you this, I doubt that he backs off. I know he will not back off of it. So what's interesting is the politicians jumping into this, and Highlight, who often makes awesome points, made a great one. He's saying freedom of speech and freedom of religion, shame on the politicians. The politicians for getting involved in this and condemning what? Christian thought in America is what he's saying. And, you know, you have the, it's true. Here's the thing. You might not agree with what he's saying, but so what? I mean, isn't that the thing in America? That's why they always say religion and politics don't discuss it. And he was asked about gay marriage, and he gave his honest feelings. So he doesn't say, so he has a different take as to what the politicians in Philly or Chicago or wherever have. Who cares? I mean, that's what I say. Who cares? He has the right to act the way he's acting as somebody who, as I said, I think he does walk the walk, the Christian walk. You can tell that by the restaurants. It's pretty clear if you go into any of the Chick-fil-A restaurants. And like I said, never open on Sunday. Why? So people can go to church. Because he didn't think that people should work on Sunday. So, hey, tough tiddlywinks. If people don't want to, people don't like the idea of him expressing his opinions and it doesn't happen to jive with the politically correct, then you don't go to Chick-fil-A. But man, they're ruthless. There are some ruthless attacks, and it's all the politicians. So touche, Highlight. Hey, if you have any thoughts on the show, you know what to do. Send them to me, americatonight.net.
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get it.
USA! USA! USA!
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.